Hey, Nicole. Good morning, sleepyhead. What am I doing in your bed right now? What am I doing? Completely naked right next to you in your bed, Nicole? That's kind of a long story. But you've got time. I mean, no work. The gym is closed. The park is closed. The shops on the corner are closed. You got nowhere to go. It's almost like we're cellmates in prison together, isn't it? Only with no guards around. Anyway, why am I naked? You know how claustrophobic you are, Nicole? Like, you never go into elevators and you freak out when you're in bumper-to-bumper traffic, and I had to make you that mixtape of Enya so you felt calmer? Remember that one night we were watching Succession and you tried to explain what it was like to be scared of tight spaces? I tried and tried to understand, but I just couldn't. Until now. You know, at one point I thought this thing was gonna last about 2 weeks. It wasn't great, but I figured, well, I can watch some Netflix. Get to sleep in the mornings. The apartment needs to be cleaned anyway, right? I can survive 2 weeks. And then it was 3 weeks. And then four. And then six. It's just endless, isn't it, Nicole? Do we think it's just gonna be a few more weeks? There's no Olympics this year. No political conversations. One state just banned rock concerts until February. It's like we're in a bad movie and there's no way out of here. Can't you just feel it? So after the second week and into the third, I started getting restless. I mean, how many cooking videos can you watch? How many games of Psych can you play with your online friends? Even when I saw a hot guy or a hot girl at the grocery store, I couldn't go up and talk to them. Just had to go home and dig my little fingers into my pussy thinking about them. Oh, don't look so offended, Nicole. I know that your little cunt is in a tight space. I bet it's less claustrophobic than the rest of you. Anyway, I'm getting ahead of myself. Why am I naked? What's that? You want me to stop? You don't like my story? Trust me, Nicole. You don't want to get out of this bed before you hear the good part. Why am I talking like this? You've never heard me sound like this before. Well, it is an unprecedented time, isn't it, sweetie? Quarantined Raquel is not like regular Raquel. Especially when there's no release valve and the pressure keeps building and building up. So I started watching a lot more porn. That's a lot more time in the day. And you don't have to go anywhere. And on day 15, my porn took a turn for the darker. And on day 23, darker. And on day 28, oh, fuck, much, much darker. Until today, day 36, 36. You know, it almost sounds like dirty sex, doesn't it? Today's the day that your roommate can't fucking take it any longer. I'm now as crazy as you are, sweetie. Which is why I'm actually not naked at all. Huh? Plot twist. I'm wearing a giant fucking strap-on. And since everyone else is socially distant, you, my dear, are the winner of today's... Hey, wait. Where do you think you're going? I know you're not going to lock yourself in that tiny little closet, Nicole. And I made sure to barricade the door so you're not leaving through here either. Don't believe me? You can try it. Maybe you can scratch and claw your way out. Like that guy that got buried alive in a coffin. And he had to claw for hours and hours until his air ran out. You know, Nicole, that's a nice ass you're showing me as you're trying to open the door. You're really doing a great job of convincing me not to plunge this fat cock into that tiny little asshole. Oh, just keep wiggling and struggling for me, sweetie. Anyway, back to my story. I knew that day dirty sex, 36, was probably going to be a hard one. So I ordered this strap-on with 2-day rush delivery. It cost me a lot. They had 5 sizes. And I thought, day 4 probably calls for the smallest size. Day 9 for the second smallest. Day 17 for the middle one. Day 24, well, you know. But this is day 36. So guess which one I picked. That's right. I want to make you get fucked harder than the fucking restaurant industry. I want this dick to be as big as the stock of Zoom. Sweetie, after I give the delivery boy a big tip. Which, by the way, everyone listening to this, tip your service workers. Do it. It's the right thing to do. They're risking their health and working hard for us. Anyway, yeah, I'm one of them, so tip me, bitch. Big tip. You got all the joke, I'm sure. Also, people, leave the box the package came in outside your door for the night. Let the germs die, and then you can pick it up in the morning. Remember, safety first. Now then, let's get back to raping you, Nicole. Come here. Down you go. That's my hand around your neck and I'm fucking stronger than you. So don't try to leave again, do you hear me? Do you know what's gonna fucking happen if you do? I don't think you know how truly fucked you are, Nicole. So let's play a little game. Let's count the layers of your claustrophobic nightmare, shall we? Even if you were to get through that door, which you won't, where are you gonna go? I mean, there's still the stay-at-home orders, sweetie. It's illegal for you to leave. Don't you think the police would help you? Honey, it's been 36 days. Those cops have itchy, big nightsticks, and there are almost no criminals to take their roid rage out on. They're practically chomping at the bit to beat the fuck out of anyone who breaks curfew. And then, after you're all fucked up, hell, if I decide to fuck you up myself, do you think that a hospital is going to have a bed for you? Do you think that emergency services aren't stretched so thin that they're about to pop? I went to a grocery store on Friday. They make you wear a mask to even get in. Can you imagine the air inside that mask, Nicole? All tight and enclosed, where you have to breathe it in, out and out again, and you can't take it off? Who's going to help you if you have a panic attack? I mean, no one can get close to you except me. You know what I'd like to do, Nicole? I want to build a solid brick wall right in front of the middle of this room so that it cuts off most of the space. And then a closer one that surrounds just this bed. And then a closer one that just gives a tiny little corner right on the edge. So small that there's barely any room for either of us to move. And then put my fat strap on slams into your little asshole. Maybe there won't be any room to get it out again. You'll try to squirm forward, but there'll be nowhere to go. There's just enough room for our two bodies to barely fit. What happens when there's a big juicy cock to accommodate? It's kind of ironic. Girl afraid of tight, overcrowded spaces, having her own tightest space, completely crowded. The girl terrified of being around too many people at once, and her biggest nightmare will come from just being around one person. Just you and me, babe. Day after day after day until this quarantine ends. Not unlike this perfect ass of yours, sweetie. I hope that curve never fucking flattens. What's wrong, Nicole? You look a little feverish. You look as though you have some shortness of breath. It looks like you're getting fatigued, trying to clench your cheeks shut. Fever? Fatigue? Breathing problems? I recognize those symptoms. Hope you're prepared for a 2-week isolation and some rigorous testing. The moral of the story is, sometimes you don't get fucked up by COVID-19. You get fucked up by day 36.